So I was in prison for low-level crimes. Actually, I had an addiction, so that's not a crime. But, you know, during the 80s, drug addiction became a crime, so I was criminalized for my addiction. And I served 5.5 years on the installment plan. I didn't do 5.5 years straight, but I went in and out of prison. And, I mean, that's testament to speak to the broken system that we have, that anyone that has a substance abuse issue should not be going in and out of prison. Obviously, I wasn't receiving the support that I needed and the help that I needed to recover or to abstain from drugs or any other of the situations that I had previously before I started using. So I kept going back to prison. So the reason why I got into this work wasn't because of my substance abuse. It was because of the treatment that I had received during my last incarceration, where I was pregnant and I was shackled and I was handcuffed in transportation from the local jail to the prison where I would be oriented and serve my time that I had received, which was an hour away from the local jail. And I was four and a half months pregnant, and I was placed in five-point restraints across my belly, around my ankles, and I was taken on this bus up to Bedford Hills Correctional Facility. And, you know, it didn't dawn on me any time before then that I had taken this ride, but this time, because I was pregnant, it really affected me because I began to become concerned.
And when you
about my safety and my health. And then when I gave birth to my son, I was handcuffed and shackled by one leg and one arm and gave birth to my son that way.
And when you got out, you work with other with other inmates, and what are some of the policy changes that you've been advocating for?
Right. So when you're out of prison, you're not an inmate. But see, these are the things that around language in the media and how it is that folks are labeled and defined when they've had this experience is still being the experience. So I totally understand that you would see me as an inmate and forever an inmate because of that experience I had. But I had that experience. That's not who I am. And once we change the system to realize that more folks need not be in prison because of medical issues or addictions, then we'll begin to look at preventive care as far as our criminal justice system, as opposed to criminalizing people for having medical issues and addictions. So when I came out of prison, I began working with women who had been in prison. These are formerly incarcerated women or previously incarcerated people, because folks don't see people who've been in prison as being people, but we are. I mean, what else would we be? So we all got together and we thought about what we could do to change the perception of women as they've been impacted by the criminal justice system.
You've been a guest lecturer this fall at the five colleges in Western Massachusetts. How has that been? Have the college audiences been receptive?
Oh yes. From the day I walked in, I've gone to and participated in the civil liberties and public policy conferences held by Hampshire College for the last 10 years, I believe, and worked with a local organization there that works in the Chicopee jail with women who have given birth or are planning to have their children during their incarceration, Prison Birth Project. So this experience at five colleges with CPPA, the Civil Liberties Public Policy Administration at UMass and STEPIC, has been a phenomenal addition to my experience in the Valley. It is just enjoyable. The students are thirsty, and I'm thirsty, and you know, the folks that I've been in contact with and who I've been working with, Susan Newton from the Civil Liberties and Public Policy Administration has been wonderful. Michael Ash from STEPIC has been wonderful. These are folks that are dedicated to making this experience be phenomenal, and it certainly has been. Yes.
You have an event that I know you'd like people to know about that I think the general public would probably be very interested in attending.
The one event that is planned on the 17th is at the Peace Development Peace and Justice Center on 44 North Prospect, and that's on the 17th between 4 and 6, and that's a meet and greet. And the other event is on the 21st that you mentioned is with Piper Kierman, the author of Orange is the New Black. And that's going to be at UMass. And again, here's an opportunity to meet someone. And I've worked with Piper on projects here in New York City, and very happy to have her as a friend and a colleague in this work. And I thought of her, and she just graciously replied and said that she would come up and speak to everyone about Orange is the New Black and, you know, some of the perspectives and looking at women and some of the things that can happen within and around this TV show, because that's exactly what it is, and what needs to happen as far as how people view it and how people see women. It's a TV show. You know, of course, it's depicting a young white woman who is of privilege, and you know, the mass criminals around her, you know, and how she's got to adjust to the prison system, and is that the correct way to view her and or view the situation and or see prisons, and you know, it's embellished and. You know, the prison experience for women is definitely different than men. But it's an open door for a conversation much deeper than what people see.